Even if he's trying to, even if he's trying to fucking go here, you're gonna trap that arm. Even if he tries to.
Definitely, I will. Whatever is in here, I will trap that arm, right? Definitely. I mean, whenever an arm is in this range, you're gonna react to that arm, and it's gonna. It's, you can't help it. It's automatic.
Anything right? In here is fucking deadly.
Right in here is gonna be money. So, just crossing your arms a lot will catch things. Just, right, just adjust that. Right, just. Do it again. Do it again. You know what I mean? See how I'll pivot and then I'll back out of it and I'll let it track him, right? But just taunts out, trap. Just pow, see that? Pow, pow. I'll see that, man, I'll meet that fucking punch with this little tuck. Boom, right. I'll wait for the dead arm. Fucking spring up.
But he'll be done after fucking that.
Ultimately, I did it. And I'm taking him down to the ground. I'm putting on that fucking thing. And I'm gonna trap him and just boom, it's gonna fucking be done.
Yeah.
Because you want him on the ground so he don't fucking run away. You want him
to fuck you up, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I worry about. The ground can pound.
Even if he's, you know, if he's crafty. You gotta, you know, you have to judge your opponent accordingly. You know?
Shoots in as a wrestler.
You have to watch out for that.
Yeah. Because he's going for the waist, not your arms.
He keeps his head and arms out of range.
But there's Wing Chun with the legs, too.
But he's an expert at that. You have to wrestle the wrestler until you can apply.
Like if wrestler came, if a wrestler came out Bruce Lee, he would just fucking stop! Huh. He would fucking do it. Or fucking front kick.
Right, but when a wrestler is determined, he charges you like a train, and he will. Yeah. He'll continue charging you, and he'll push, and he'll push, right? He'll just continue until you trip up, and then he lands on you, and then it's a problem, right?
Right.
He's very determined to get you down. Yeah. Just get, you know? And so he will.
Yeah.
He will, even if you fucking sprawl.
Because they're right here. He's not.
He may not work, right? Yeah. And he gets his arms around you, watch. Here, like this, right? He gets you in this shit.
Right.
And he wants to pick you up from here. Run! Just fucking throw you down, slam you, right?
Yeah.
How are you gonna punch him when his arms are, wait, when he's here? How do you fucking punch him? You can't punch him, right? His head is behind you.
Yeah.
So you gotta wrestle him. Unfortunately.
How would you do that?
Hmm?
How would you do that?
I had to choke out a wrestler. I'm not even a wrestler, but he was not fucking, because I watched UFC. I learned what
how would you get a wrestler?
Huh?
Yeah, because when I had that, all I had was like this much room right here. But you were blocking that.
You can't hit him.
Can't hit him.
So when this guy attacked me exactly like that, he attacked, I sprawled all the way back, like he went. He went to get a leg take down, boom, I sprawled all the way back.
Yeah.
And he landed on his hands and knees.
Yeah.
That's what you on his hands and knees. And I did a fucking full on back. I got him in a fucking choke. And he was over. He was fucking tapping the grass. Boom, boom, boom. And I fucking hooked it up hard, dude. And his fucking throat was all fucked up the next day.
Dude, this was a fight at school or something?
No, this guy
picking on you.
We had a little thing in the kitchen one time and he couldn't fucking forget about it, and so I said, it's on your mind, babe. Let's just. He's like, yeah? Yeah, yeah. I said, dude. Yeah, I mean, every time you hear, I see this is on your mind. So let's just get over with. I'm going to sit on the grass. And he's like, yeah?
Yeah?
Said, yeah, all right. I mean, do what you got to do. Yeah. And I knew he was going to fucking shoot in on me, right?
Yeah.
But I wasn't able to apply any Wing Chun with him. But that's how come MMA is your art.
Yeah. MMA is my art. And then MMA, a lot of MMA guys, I don't know this stuff.
But to leave out Wing Chun is foolish, considering what it's capable of.
If Joe Rogan could see this.
That fucking wrestler, if he's got his head anywhere in fucking range and I trap his arm, my eye is going to, my fucking finger's going to, he's going to dig that fucking eye out. Those eyes are going to be coming out.
He's going to get your eye.
Because he cannot stop that. His arms are over here. I got a free hand. I'm just going to fucking claw.
I think Joe Rogan would like this.
Huh?
I think Joe Rogan would like this.
Yeah.
He's going to say, what did he say as he said about Wayne China? What did he say about Wayne China, Randy?
Wayne China. What they say, I can't blame them because they haven't seen like this kind of application of it now. They don't see it. They don't understand this is so effective, you know.
It is effective. Very deadly effective. Very.
So, real quick overview.
Okay.
Straps good. Chest straps good. Shut me down of both arms. I should not have a free arm. Get that arm. Pull it in. Pull it. There you go. Yeah, good. Nice. You feel that? It's tight.
Yeah.
So you can hold a lot just with this. You can hold two arms with just this little tiny piece here. Hold that arm in. I mean, you'll get
that's
this
locked.
Thing.
That's locked.
You'll get like an understanding of that, and it'll be tight. Even though it doesn't appear, you know, when you look at it, you're like, he can't uphold his arm, yeah. But it's right. Tight, huh? If there ain't no sweat, it's tight, right? And then get those wings, anything that comes under that arm, right? Under, not underhand, not underhand. Always over. So I have a free hand here, not under.
Not under.
Always over. Anything gets underneath. Wrist grab, chest, yeah. Trap, arm and wing.
That's what I'm trying to get.
So we'll do this every week.
Yes.
It'll start clicking.
Oh yeah.